Avoiding landmines in free agency and assessing if Steven Matz is one of them on today's episode of Locked On Twins.
You are Locked On Twins, your daily Minnesota Twins podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
And welcome back to the Locked On Minnesota Twins podcast. Today is Monday, November 15th, and I'm your gracious host, Nash Walker. Thanks for making Locked On Twins your first listen every day. We are free and available on all platforms. Again, this is Nash Walker, writer at Twins Daily, lifelong Twins fan, bringing you 5 days a week coverage on the Minnesota Twins. Hot stove season is upon us. Took a lot longer last year to get a signing as big as the one we got today. Eduardo Rodriguez, former Red Sox starter, the lefty, has signed with the Detroit Tigers per sources for 5 years and $77 million. There's an opt-out after 2 years for Eduardo. This is significant for the Twins for a couple reasons. Number one, Rodriguez is gone, and Erod was definitely a guy looked at this offseason, looking at the crop of free agent starting pitchers and saying, that seems like the type of target for the Twins. That seems like someone they would go after, you know, not great on the surface in 2021, but his deeper advanced numbers were so much better, and he was great in 2019. I remember watching Eduardo Rodriguez, I think he pitched against the Twins at Target Field in 2019, looking at his line after the season, and just a workhorse, super durable, super efficient, and was great. Finished sixth for the Cy Young Award in the American League. Then he gets COVID and has myocarditis, had a huge, terrible bout with COVID. And when you look at Erod now, great for him to secure $77 million. He denies the qualifying offer from the Red Sox. There were some rumblings that he might accept the qualifying offer, 1 year, $19 million or so deal from the Red Sox and rebuild his value. But he didn't. He bet on himself in free agency, and he gets a huge deal here. A lot to break down, a lot of ways to tie it to the Twins, especially because it's the Tigers. It's not some, you know, National League team that signed Rodriguez. It's a division rival for the Twins, and the Tigers, much like the White Sox 2 years ago, and they went out and got Yasmani Grandal and Dallas Keuchel, and they went out and got Edwin Encarnacion and Nomar Mazara. That offseason felt like they were coming, and it felt like they were on their way because they had so many years of being terrible, so many years of high draft picks that finally they were putting together some young talent, and they supplemented with good veterans in free agency and on the trade market, and the White Sox won the division in 2021. And I think when you look at these Tigers, they're the obvious next team in the division, maybe the next team in the American League next to the Mariners, that's ready to do what the White Sox did. Coming out of a rebuild, Spencer Torkelson, the number one pick in 2020, is a big-time bat out of Arizona State. They got Riley Green, who's a top 10 prospect in all of baseball. We know the three starting pitchers, Casey Mize, Matt Manning, and Tarik Skubal, all very good. They have A.J. Hinch at the helm, and they're going to be tough. I mean, I think they're going to come, and they're going to make an effort, and this is a statement from them. But my initial reaction to Eduardo Rodriguez getting 5 years and $77 million with an opt-out after 2 years, which is super interesting, that's a great, great deal for Rodriguez. And I do think, as Tom Froemming has pointed out, follow Tom TF Twins on Twitter and on YouTube, I think it does show that the market is going to go in the Twins' favor is in terms of starting pitchers. Rodriguez getting a deal, $15 million a year, is about right for him. But also, I think this is a great deal for Rodriguez to be able to opt out after two. I think for the Tigers, it's a statement move in saying, we're going to spend this offseason. We're serious about competing, not only in the next 3 years, but next year, because he can opt out after two. So they're ready to go with Rodriguez. I think what you can expect from Erod is like, solidly above league average next year. I think he can have, you know, 110 ERA plus. That's what I expect from him. You know, maybe 390, 395 ERA next year, get back down a little bit. I think it'll help that he's pitching at Comerica for sure. Chris Castellani, our old friend from Lockdown Tigers, making that point today. That's a good point. I think it's a good signing. I think there are definite reasons to be weary of a signing like this, especially with the opt-out, because it kind of caps your upside. If he really breaks out, Eduardo Rodriguez breaks out in the next 2 years, that helps the Tigers win in the next 2 years for sure. But if you sign him to a five-year deal, you want the upside that you'll have him for the next 3 years as well, right? Well, if Rodriguez breaks out in the next 2 years, he can opt out of his contract and he can go sign another huge deal. And he's super young. I think he's 28. So he'll make big-time money in 2 years if he breaks out. And if he doesn't and he's injury riddled and it's going poorly, he can just opt right back into those next 3 years. And that hurts the Tigers long term. So it's a good deal for E-Rod. Great for him. Super happy for him considering all he's been through. And, you know, to come back in 2021 and throw as many innings as he did and as many effective innings as he did, you know, more under the surface is really impressive. I mean, it's very impressive. Good for the Tigers to go out and get their guy. I mean, you look and it makes a lot of sense for them. I want to stress something because every time a free agent starter signs, the reaction from Twins fans is going to be, why didn't we sign him? Especially when it's to a division rival. And I'm going to play devil's advocate today a little bit. We're going to look at Steven Matz as well and assess whether I think he's a landmine. But what this deal means for the Twins and what a lot of free agent starting pitchers, you know, the deals mean for the Twins is not that much because every time you look at it, it's you're going to have so many guys who are landmines in free agency. And what I mean by that is teams are going to be benefited by not going after them. I'm going to give you a couple examples. In the last 2 years, the last two off seasons, guys that were either signed or traded, and Twins fans, a lot of Twins fans were upset that the Twins weren't the team to sign or trade for that starter, myself included on a handful of these guys. But really solid examples of why just because you can give someone money doesn't mean that you should in free agency. Just because you can go sign a good third or fourth starter for X amount of money doesn't mean you always should. There needs to be diplomacy, there needs to be tactfulness, and there needs to be a process. And we're going to talk about these guys after this word from DirecTV Stream. DirecTV Stream is phenomenal. Does this sound familiar? You've got one device that lets you catch the game live, another that lets you stream your favorite shows. You're watching sports highlights on your phone, and you've got your neighbor's best friend's login for the good stuff. Well, I want to tell you about a simple way to get all that entertainment you love without the hassle and a great way to finally get your TV together. It's called DirecTV Stream, and it brings your live TV and on-demand favorites together like never before, so you can watch your favorite sports, movies, and shows all in one place. That means no more juggling remotes and no need to buy another device ever again. And the best part, there's no annual contract. So get rid of the clutter and the confusion and get your TV together with DirecTV Stream. You can learn more at DirecTV.com. That's DirecTV.com. Compatible device required. Content varies by package. Looking at the last 2 years, here are seven free agents or trades that were made that Twins fans, some Twins fans, not all, were upset about, or I was upset about, that the Twins weren't the one to acquire this player. Dallas Keuchel is the one that comes to mind first. After 2019, Twins needed starting pitching very, very badly. The White Sox go out and get Keuchel. People thought the Twins should have been the ones to get Keuchel. And I remember, and I'll never forget this, at Twins Fest, I was watching Twins Fest, and Derek Falvey's up on the stage, and Josh Donaldson had just been signed. And someone in the crowd, I just know that from what it was. It was like a week after Donaldson was signed because he was in town, I think, to sign his contract. A fan in the crowd asks Derek Falvey, why would you let the White Sox get Dallas Keuchel? And Falvey gave a really interesting answer. I'll never forget it because I thought that was so funny that someone would ask that. And then also Falvey's answer was interesting to me. He said, without ripping on a player, but without like talking down on a player basically, and then went into how they make their decisions or whatever. But when he gave that caveat, and what I thought to myself was, okay, they think Dallas Keuchel is going to crash and burn, or they just don't think he's worth the investment. That's why. It's not because they didn't have the money to do it, because they just gave a 34-year-old $92 million. Dallas Keuchel, I think, made $55 million on his contract. So they had the money to do it. They just chose not to invest in Dallas Keuchel. And I'm going to say, that looks like a smart decision. Keuchel was good in the shortened season in 2020. It resulted in one playoff win for the White Sox, but was disastrous in 2021. And since joining the Sox as a 4.35 ERA, he's declining. The strikeout rate's brutal, and he has at least 1 year remaining, and there's a vesting option for 2023. So White Sox could be on the hook for Dallas Keuchel money, and he didn't even make the playoff roster. He gets moved to the bullpen. He was so bad. No longer an asset, Dallas Keuchel. I mean, he could bounce back, and he has a history. He won a Cy Young Award. But looks like he's cooked. So the Twins made a good decision there. Blake Snell traded to San Diego from Tampa Bay last year. Many Twins fans go to Twitter and say the Twins should have been the ones to get Blake Snell. 4.20 ERA with San Diego was horrible in the first half. San Diego's super disappointing. Snell is a reason for that. I mean, he didn't really help. And, you know, that looks like a great trade for Tampa. They never lose trades, it seems. Jameson Taillon traded to the Yankees from Pittsburgh. Again, Twins fans wanted – Tyone, great stuff. I was one of them. I thought he would have been interesting. 4.30 ERA with the Yankees. Great in the second half, at least the beginning of the second half, but just not a great year. Yu Darvish was traded to San Diego last year as well in the winter. Again, a lot of Twins fans saying Minnesota should have been the ones to go get Yu Darvish. I'm not saying you're wrong to feel that way because I felt that way about a lot of these guys. But it's just important to look back as we assess free agents and trades this year and remember why the Twins don't sign certain guys. Yu Darvish, 4.22 ERA with San Diego on a huge contract. Madison Bumgarner, who I said the Twins should go after 2019. I thought he was a bulldog, the type of guy you want in October. Of course, there's really no one in the last 10 years with the October track record of Madison Bumgarner. 5.07 ERA with Arizona. He's on a huge five-year deal. His strikeout rate's 19%. He's got 3 years left on that deal. Madison Bumgarner's been disastrous for Arizona, and I said the Twins should go after him. Hyunjin Ryu signed with Toronto. There was like a frenzy after Ryu signed with Toronto, it seemed, on Twins Twitter. It was like, oh my goodness, I can't believe they missed out on him too. He's got a 3.89 ERA with them. Was really bad in the second half this year. ERA is almost up a full run. He's still been good. Like, I'm not ripping on any of these guys. I like all these guys. But Ryu's still been fine, just not the same guy. 2.98 ERA with the Dodgers in six seasons, almost a run higher with Toronto. James Paxton, who I thought was a great target last year for the Twins, the lefty, signs a one-year deal with Seattle. He threw a total of 1 1/3 innings for the Mariners in 2021. I watched that start. It was against the White Sox. Gets pulled. That was it. Season's over. Tommy John. So you look at all these guys and the chance that the Twins had to sign them, and all the conclusion that it comes to for me is just these are landmines. Those were landmines in free agency, and there's a bunch more. Relievers, definitely. Trevor Rosenthal, you know, Ken Giles. There are other guys who were not good signings, not good investments. And that's why every single time someone signed, whether it's Eduardo Rodriguez, whether it's Steven Matz, who we're going to talk about after the break, whether it's Max Scherzer, anyone, I would just think for 1 second, come back and say, I want to remind myself of all the guys who don't work out in free agency. And I'm not saying that that means the Twins shouldn't take risks or shouldn't invest. And I'm not protecting the Polad's pockets. They should absolutely spend. And I think they will. And I'm confident in saying that they're going to be aggressive this offseason. But being aggressive doesn't mean being stupid. That doesn't mean you just throw money around. Because unfortunately, there is a cap for the Twins. And there's no cap, but there's a cap. It's self-imposed. And you just have to be realistic about that. So going out and signing Eduardo Rodriguez for $77 million is going to impact moves that they make in the future. So if they feel like Eduardo Rodriguez is not a good investment, or even they think, okay, we like him for that price, but it's going to restrict us from signing other guys next year, the year after, when we really feel like we're in our winning window and he wants an opt-out after 2 years, which caps our upside, we're not in on him. I can understand that. I can empathize with that. It's also possible Eduardo Rodriguez goes out and wins the Cy Young Award for Detroit next year. I'm going to sound like an idiot. But I'm just trying to give a little devil's advocacy to why certain guys aren't targets for the Twins. Let's talk Built Bar and then Steven Matz. Built Bar is the best tasting protein bar ever. I love Thanksgiving, all of the good food and treats, and plenty of them. But maybe you want a yummy dessert that isn't so full of calories and sugar. It's the perfect time for Built Bars. Built Bar is the new holiday dessert. Feast on something delicious and feel good about it. One slice of pie is upwards of 300 calories. That's on the low end. Most Built Bars are only 130 calories and only 4 grams of sugar with plenty of protein. Replace the coconut cream pie with coconut Built Bar, or go for a raspberry Built Bar instead of that raspberry pie. Lots of good flavors to replace any pie. Low calorie, low carb, low fat, full of protein, covered in 100% real chocolate. It's a great option for when you're hungry. Plus, right now, you can go to built.com and use promo code LOCKED15. You'll get 15% off your order. Use promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off at built.com. There's nothing like a Built Bar Black Friday. Mark your calendar. Black Friday will be a huge event with all sorts of surprises. Built Bar is the best tasting and the healthiest protein bar ever. Steven Matz, free agent lefty, 30-year-old from Stony Brook, New York, second-round pick in 2009, coming from the Toronto Blue Jays. Was really bad for the Mets 2017 to 2020. There's this perception with Matz that he was like a solid back-of-the-rotation starter for the Mets. I mean, he had his moments, but from 2017 to 2020, and 2017 was a disaster, over 400 innings, he has a 4.83 ERA. That's 18% worse than league average. His FIP is just under 5. So, I mean, yeah, back-of-the-rotation on a bad team. I would say for sure, 3.0 total wins above replacement in those three seasons, or actually four seasons, excuse me. Strikeout rate, modest 22%. Walk rate bumped at 8%. Then Toronto, he's traded to the Blue Jays, and a lot of things went right for the Blue Jays, and it's a shame they didn't make the playoffs, because what a year. Marcus Semien, Vladimir Guerrero Jr., Steven Matz, Robbie Ray, Hyunjin Ryu pitched well in the first half. It's really crazy how many things broke for them, and they still didn't make it because the AL East and just the American League was so deep and tough this year. 29 games started for Matz for the Blue Jays, 115 ERA plus, basically a career year. He was very good when he first came up with the Mets, and his first 28 starts had a 316 ERA. But this year for Toronto, excellent. You know, 382, two wins above replacement. So you look at it, three total wins above replacement in four seasons from 17 to 20, and then put up two in 2021 alone. So very good year. That's a good mid-rotation starter. That's a good number three. 22% strikeout rate was on par, 7% walk rate. What changed? Not much. It's not easy to find anything. Everything was pretty even. Steady pitch mix, 94 to 96 with a sinker. He's got decent stuff. Not a heavy sinker. Like, he doesn't get a bunch of ground balls. Changeup is his second offering. It's a good pitch. He's pretty simple. Like, it's a pretty straightforward way of pitching, definitely for Steven Matz. And I know Aaron Gleiman wrote about him too. Check out his top starting pitcher article over at The Athletic. Very good. And I read about Matz there too. And I agree. Like, I think he's very simple. And I think he's almost an enigma for 2021, because I look back and I'm like, what really changed with him? Sharp slider, iffy command on it potentially. First half was not good, 472 ERA. I think Toronto's park in Dunedin and the minor league parks they were playing in definitely played a factor in that, I'm sure, because in the second half, Matz had a 291 ERA. So he's coming off a great second half. But if you look at Steven Matz and you think, okay, mid-rotation starter, you could potentially get on a good deal. MLB Trade Rumors has him for 3 years and $27 million. Do I think that there's a good chance that Steven Matz and Eduardo Rodriguez are the exact same pitcher next year as lefties? I think there is. I think they could have very similar numbers. E-Rod just signed for 5 and 77, and MLB Trade Rumors has Matz for 3 and 27. So here's where you could find some value for sure. But only two of the last six seasons has Steven Matz had an ERA plus of 100 or better. So in two of the last six seasons, he's been above league average as a starter. 33%. It's not a great percentage. But, you know, fly ball pitcher, I think potentially at Target Field with Byron Buxton and Max Kepler in the outfield could benefit from that. He's 12 out of 75 in home runs per nine, though, since 2018, minimum 400 innings. So he gives up a lot of homers, and I don't love that at Target Field against right-handed hitters, especially good right-handed hitters in the division. Jose Abreu, Spencer Torkelson's coming. You know, Tim Anderson, Eloy Jimenez, Luis Robert, Jose Ramirez, so many good. Framil Reyes, the list goes on and on and on. Then you break it out to the American League, Aaron Judge, Giancarlo Stanton, Mike Trout. You know, so many guys who can hit. Anthony Rendon, right-handed hitters at Target Field against the lefty. I don't love that. And that kind of can fold over to Eduardo Rodriguez too. Like, I just, something about that kind of scares me, especially guys who have a history of giving up a lot of homers, and Steven Matz certainly does. Jay Happ, look what happened. Softer tossing lefty, and Matz is not a softer tossing lefty, but, you know, lefty at Target Field, don't love it. I just get scared. Fangraphs, 3 for $36 to $38 million, so about $13 million a year for Matz. And then Twins Daily, we have like $12 million a year, 2 for $24, 3 for $36 on his contract. So Matz is interesting, but unfortunately, I think he could fall into this landmine category as well. Do I think there's a possibility he goes out and does exactly what he did for Toronto again? I do, but more ground balls would be nice, because again, I get scared of lefties at Target Field against as many good right-handed hitters as they're going to see in this division. That scares me. Also, homers can just kill you. I mean, homers can destroy your outings, can destroy your seasons. And Matz doesn't have a great track record of restricting home runs. So Matz is the type of guy I think they would sign if they got a good deal. Like, if they could get him for 3 and 27, $9 million a year, I think that makes a lot of sense. But I could easily see him going back to being the 90 ERA plus, you know, below league average starter again, where you're saying, ooh, this guy's probably not worth $9 million bucks, and we need to fill other holes, and now we don't have the money to do so, or we don't have enough to go sign X player or Y player. And that scares me a little bit. So Steven Matz, if the Twins were to sign him, I would have mixed feelings. I just don't know if there's anything in his profile where you look and point and say, oh yeah, that's what he can improve. But the Twins know better than that. than I do. Know better about that than I do, I should say. So, you know, I don't want to jump to conclusions on him. I don't love it. I think Eduardo Rodriguez as an upside play is a lot better. But Matt's, you know, still only 30. Decent stuff. Good sinker. Still going to get outs. Just depends the deal and how we would do at Target Field. Those would be my concerns with Matt's. Thanks again for listening today. Have a great day. Go Twins. Follow me on Twitter at NashWalker9. Follow the show at Locked On Twins. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. Subscribe at Apple Pod, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. Thank you again for making Locked On Twins your first listen every day. Now make Locked On Bets your second listen, your daily one-stop shop for all your gambling needs. Locked On Bets, hosted by your boy Q with expert analysis and insight from Lee Sterling. Thanks again for listening.